This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Guerrilla.
Good morning, Dawn Barron with NextGen. Tell us about your business.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks.
Good. So NextGen Health and Wellness is a walk-in testosterone and weight loss clinic. However, we do other things besides testosterone and weight loss. I do IV hydration. Recently, we just acquired a new device to help sculpt and shape your muscle and break down stored fat called the M-Sculpt Neo machine. And so we're doing a lot of sessions with that. So when patients lose a lot of weight, we can kind of hopefully help them shape up what, you know, what is left when they lose weight, whether it's losing muscle mass or having, you know, sagging skin, things like that. When you lose a lot of weight, patients often wonder what to do. So that's why we added the device. So that's pretty new for us as well.
Oh, very nice. How does that device actually work?
So it works with radio frequency and high intensity frequency. So the radio frequency actually heats your muscle and the fat pockets that are there, whether we place the device on the abdomen, the thighs, just depends what the patient's wanting. But also it's dual therapy. So what it does is contracts the muscles below that. While you heat up the fat that's in the barbell of the skin, and then you go deeper down into where the muscle is, and it contracts the muscles. For example, it feels like you're doing 20,000 sit-ups if you did the abdomen in 30 minutes, and it's painless. It's easy to do. It's pretty effective with dual therapy like that. So
very nice. How many sessions do they have to go through?
So in the beginning, we look at the patient, evaluate what their wishes are, what they want to achieve. Depending on that, it's a minimum of 4 sessions, but most patients are doing 6. And you'll even see results after those 6 are over, because when the fat is destroyed or permanently destroyed, it drains out through the lymphatic system of the body. Therefore, that takes time to do. So you still are seeing results even after you complete your either 4 to 6 sessions. And so at that time, we'll retake pictures to see the improvement in their shape and things like that, and compare them to the, you know, initial pictures that we take. So, it's 30 minutes for once a week. You know, they'll come every week and we'll get them scheduled and get them going, you know.
Oh, very nice. So are there any detox reactions from that?
No, just you have to be really, really hydrated, a lot of water. Because that's how your body drains everything out through the lymphatic system. So plenty of water and to be hydrated. Plus, you know, you're contracting a muscle and you're disturbing the lactic acid in the muscle. So you want to make sure you're hydrated so you're not having so much soreness and things like that. And even after you just work out, even without the machine, you have muscle soreness. So hydration is the key for that, for sure.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. How long have you been in business?
Okay, so I opened NextGen Health and Wellness 5 years ago this coming June. We're going to have our 5-year anniversary. And so here in the Bartlett area and the Childs Shopping Center at Brother Boulevard and Highway 64. Love the shopping center. It's amazing. However, what I didn't know is that we would be, you know, become so busy, which we appreciate all our patients, and we're going to have to expand our space. So we're going to be relocating here in the near future. For more space, more square footage. Yes, because we're crowded.
You know where that's going to be?
Same shopping center, a few suites down.
Oh, okay.
Just yes.
A bigger place.
Yeah, so, you know, with that comes, you know, being nervous, more space, more staff, more supplies, you know, just being an entrepreneur, business owner, you know, you kind of take that leap of faith, which I did 5 years ago. But then now, who knew? I thought I was going to be growing so fast. And out of state. Which is a good thing. Yeah.
Well, that's a hot topic, really. Weight loss, such a big deal.
There's a lot of new weight loss medications that are out now. some of them are injectables, and some of them are tablets. Tablets have been around for a long time, but that doesn't, not every person or patient qualifies for that tablet. It just depends on their medical conditions and their age. But a lot of the injections we're doing are on the weight loss side of a patient's formulary, I guess you'd say, are like diabetic medications, but we're not using them for diabetes. Yes, you use them for diabetes on on the diabetic side for a diabetic patient. However, that we like the side effects of those medications are some weight loss, controlling some appetite with that. And they're very, very effective. It's an injection once a week that goes into the belly. And we have a compounded version of two of those drugs. If I can't get coverage on your insurance plan, which we always try to do, some plans just exclude weight loss medicine. And so therefore, this option we can offer to the patients so they can have, you know, like an option to use to lose weight if they just simply A, don't have insurance, or B, they don't have any coverage of weight loss medications. So it's been very effective. I've gotten a lot of weight loss with that on those shots for sure.
That's really neat. I'll bet you get some people that come in with a happy story about their lives and the impact that that's had for losing weight. Do you have a favorite story, something you'd like to realize?
Not a favorite per se. I do have this one young patient. He was real shy, you know, nervous, overweight. I think his mom brought him in, matter of fact, and because he just didn't know how to approach or ask or anything like that on what to do. And he over the course of treatment, he has lost, he's on my Facebook page. He lost over 70 pounds or so, and he's in competitions now. He's running, he's getting, you know, becoming more out of a shell, more outgoing, because before that he was just kind of secluded and shy. And so now he's doing his TikTok videos and things like that because he feels confident in how he looks. Before, you know, prior to, he didn't feel that confidence, you know. And so we get a lot of stories like that for sure.
That's pretty cool.
It just takes time. Patients have to be patient. They want a result, you know, within the next 6 weeks because they're going on vacation or they're, you know, being in a wedding. Like, I need more time than that, you know, so I have to explain that to them. So it does, it's a process, and it does take a little bit of time to achieve what they want to achieve, I guess you'd say.
That makes perfect sense. Yes. So then he's an inspiration for other, probably friends of his, I'd imagine.
Right, right. And he has before and after pictures, which are very helpful too, you know.
Do you have like a little gallery of pictures before and after? Do you keep those kinds of things?
Not so much per se, because some patients, I've asked them to that, you know, of course it's, you know, we don't want to violate their, you know, HIPAA, it's a HIPAA violation. Yeah. We don't put their name out there or anything like that. But some just, you know, are nervous. They don't want to agree to before and after because they just don't like the way they looked before. Some of them are proud of how they looked before, and then now even more proud of how they look now. And so it's hard to do that sometimes, but I don't want just, you know, I don't want to embarrass the patient, and I don't want them to feel embarrassed if they're on social media, things like that. So it's a very, very fine line that we have to walk, I guess you'd say, as far as putting somebody out there. Definitely have to have permission, consent, things like that for pictures. And some of them, you know, some of them don't, they're private. They don't want everybody to know their business, you know, and what they did, you know, to lose weight. And so, but there are some that are very proud of how they look. So I just got to pick that right patient to put them out there with their consent for sure.
Do you ever get any unusual requests of some sort that are unexpected?
I don't think any unusual requests at all for anything. You know, we're not a minor med clinic. We're not a primary care type of clinic. You know, we just have to send them on. So the unusual request, you know, can you inject my knee, or can you, do something about my migraines? Which we all, myself and the other practitioner that, I have working for me, we very well can do that. But that's not the focus of our clinic, and our patients are here. So they can walk in and the visit's very quickly done for them so they can get back to what they need to do. However, we don't shy or slight them in any form or fashion as far as their care, even though the visit's just a shot, might be just a shot and go. But if they need to talk about something that's going on with their injections or their medicines, we definitely spend time doing that. But we strive to have an efficient, fast clinic. However, we're so growing so fast on our end that they're gonna have to be patient with us as we see a high volume of patients. Our lobby could be full, and they just have to, I guess we've spoiled them as far as quickness, so they can get in and get out, especially if they're on their lunch break or something like that, or they're running by here to go on their way to work. And so but since we're growing so quickly and fast, we're gonna have to coach them, I guess you'd say. It might take a little bit longer time for their visit, but we try not to, for sure. Other than that, there's not really any other requests that are out of the ordinary, I guess you'd say. Okay.
Well, you also offer testosterone injections. Do you offer anything else beyond that?
We do. Yes. Testosterone is a big issue for males. Mm-hmm. Whereas, women go through menopause. We have the hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings. We're tired. We're not sleeping good. So men have the same issue. Their biggest complaint is that they're just tired all the time. They get off, just say they work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and at 2 o'clock, they're just ready to take a nap. And they're like, why am I doing that? Or when they get off work, they come home and they might have to do 50 things, kids pulling you here and there, yard work, something, events, but they just want to take a minute and sit on that couch, and then they're tired, and then they take a nap. They just fall asleep knowing they have to do some things. So that testosterone replacement is very important for men to do that. It's very well monitored. So we draw, lab work and things like that. So along with the replacement, if they were, if they need replacement for testosterone, we perform that. And then anything else that they might need as far as their men's health, as far as different vitamin injections that help boost their vitamin D or their vitamin C energy for B12 injections. So we can provide anything like that they might need. I work closely with their doctors too, because we don't want to do things on top of what their doctors are doing. So we share results and they share results with me, so we can take care of the patient, have a continuity of care between their testosterone replacement and their primary care person. So, because they don't want to go to the primary care or urologist because they have to make an appointment, wait in the lobby. It's just too much time. So it's convenient for them to come in since we're a walk-in clinic, they can come in at their convenience. Whether, I got to come in today, and the next week I might have to come in on Monday. It's convenient for them how they can work it in their schedule. So we provide all that for them as well. And we do, we can use your insurance. If I'm credentialed with most all major insurances, so they can use it as on their insurance. So that's more feasible for them. But if they don't have insurance, we do have a self-pay program for them, so they can self-pay for their shots to get care as well. So, we provide just much care for the guys as we do, and then we have the women. So women, for weight loss and stuff. That's pretty much it for the guys, on testosterone. Okay. It's very monitored and controlled. So
very important stuff there to change people's lives, no doubt.
they're very excited about that, or their wives are like, stop testosterone. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on, or the wives will send him in. He needs help. okay.
Takes care of that.
Yes.
Well, that should make the wives happier, with the guys having more energy and able to.
Right. And they're actually able to do some things, and have fun or play with the kids and not be grumpy and sad or, tired all the time. So it does. Testosterone is not just for libido and erections. That's what I tell the patients. It's a whole overall good medication for tons of things that's going on as men age and lose their testosterone. Cause that's part of that. What happens as you age, you kind of don't produce as much as you did when you were 21. And so, but they all want to go back to being 21. Sometimes it's hard to do that.
Don't we all?
Huh? Right. For sure.
Very yes. Nice. Well, where are you located and how can people contact you?
So we are in the Bartlett area and at Highway 64, which is Stage Road, and Brother Boulevard, or on the other side of Stage is Appling. So we're at that Child Shopping Center there, Suite 118. You can come in, call if you want to, if you have questions. So, or you can message us on social media. I have a social media team that is wonderful. That's helped me get to where I am today, for sure. It's Adventures Media Solutions. So, I love all them. They have my social media platform, my Facebook page, my Instagram, LinkedIn. I've got, Twitter, I think you'd say. And then of course, my website, which is, www.nextgenhw.com. And so they can look up things on there. There's informational items on there as far as, what is testosterone and what do I need to do for an appointment and things like that, which, like I said, we're walk-in clinics, so they could just walk in at any time between, 8 and we ask new patients, need to come in about 3:45 because there's a lot of paperwork. But other than that, they can walk in between 8 and 5, and we don't close for lunch. And so, which is convenient for the patients. Since we don't close, they come on their lunch break, you know.
Very good.
They can call us at 901-244-6631. And if they have any further questions, we can definitely help them and take care of them that way as well.
Sounds great.
Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us today.
I appreciate it.
This will make a big difference for the people of Germantown, I think.
Yes, we have patients that come from all over in the Mid-South area. Even it's Germantown, Cordova, Bartlett, Millington, Tippecanoe County, Memphis, downtown, they'll come out. You know, I have patients come across the bridge from Arkansas. I have a lot of Mississippi patients as well. And so we just take care of everybody who needs to, you know, who needs care, I guess you'd say, in that area for sure.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Right back. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpgermantown.com. That's gnpgermantown.com. Or call 901-350-6765.